Some honors, a River Valley plant expansion and a telecommunications acquisition highlight the business week in the state, as recapped by Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. The Arkansas Business Hall of Fame has named its 2013 inductees. The event, hosted by the Sam Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, is slated for Friday, February 15th, 2013. This year's honorees include Tommy Boyer of Amarillo, Texas, owner and founder of Micro Images and a former graduate of the U of A. Buddy Coleman Jr. of Little Rock, former chairman of the board and chief executive officer of Coleman Dairy. William Cravens of Little Rock, a CPA and professional engineer who is retired after a long career in banking and telecommunications. And Frank Fletcher Jr. of North Little Rock, chairman of the board and CEO of the Frank Fletcher Companies, a holding company that owns or controls 20 separate corporations. ConAgra Foods announced an expansion of its food facility in Russellville, adding more than 80 jobs with total investment in the plant of more than $100 million. The Russellville facility is expanding as a result of ConAgra's recent acquisition of two other companies. Through the Russellville expansion, production lines will be added to produce the new items, and with the additional 80 employees, ConAgra will employ more than 1,400 at the Russellville facility. The University of Arkansas and its researchers say that this summer's drought had an estimated $128 million negative impact on the state's cattle industry, but the number is certain to climb. According to a newly released study, Arkansas beef cattle ranchers altered their herd management, land use, and spending income. The study noted that 73% of ranchers said they would sell their calves earlier than in a typical year, and 3% said they would sell all of their livestock. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, Department of Pediatrics, and Arkansas Children's Hospital announced Thursday that they would open the Centers for Children in Jonesboro. The center, which is initially offering neurology and cardiology clinics, will eventually provide additional pediatric services. The new UAMS Children's Hospital Centers for Children location is expected to reduce travel requirements to Little Rock or Memphis for key evaluations and services. Speaking of hospitals and healthcare, Capella Healthcare, parent of National Park Medical Center, and Mercy Health, parent of Mercy Hospital and Mercy Clinic in Hot Springs, have signed an asset purchase agreement for the two Hot Springs organizations to merge under Capella's ownership. The proposed affiliation was initially announced in April of this year, with the signing of an agreement in principle between the two organizations. The deal still has to go through customary required regulatory approvals, as well as approval from the Vatican. And Ritter Communications, a provider of telecommunications services and broadband technologies in Northeast Arkansas and North Central Arkansas, has entered into an agreement to acquire West Tennessee-based Millington Telephone Company. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. The acquisition also has to go through regulatory approvals and other customary conditions to closing. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.